Bonan tagon. Good day and welcome to lesson 14 of our course in Esperanto, the international language. Last time we saw how to ask and answer questions about ourselves, including kie vi loĝas, where do you live? That's what Petro and Helena are concerned about in today's dialogue. At present they live in an appartamento, a flat, an apartment. But they have to pay rent on it, lupago, rent. And Helena thinks they need a proper house.
Ni bezonas domon.
Bezoni, to need. Kion vi bezonas? What do you need?
Ni bezonas domon.
Tute ne. Domon ni ne bezonas.
Petro thinks they don't need a house. Their flat's fine.
La apartamento estas komforta, kaj la lupago estas ne tro alta.
Moreover, the rent's reasonable. Ne tro alta, not too high. La lupago estas ne tro alta. Even so, Helena begrudges it. To say so, she uses the verb domagi, which means to begrudge, not to want to spend.
Mi domagas la lupagon. Ni povus uzi la monon por aĉeti domon.
She reckons they could use the money to buy a house. We had the verb povi in lesson 8, to be able. Mi ne povas audi, I can't hear. Well, Helena uses the conditional form, the one with the ending us, povus. Ni povus uzi la monon, we could use the money.
Ni povus uzi la monon por aĉeti domon.
After all, with the passage of time, perhaps there may be children.
Kun la tempo paso naskiĝos infanoj.
Naskiĝi, to be born, which we had last time. The ending os marks the future tense, so naskiĝos means will be born.
Naskiĝos infanoj, kaj ni bezonos pli grandan hejmon.
A bigger home. Now, whereas os marks the future tense, is, you remember, marks the past tense. So far, gis nun, until now, as Petro points out,
gis nun naskiĝis eĉ ne unu infano.
Not a single child. Literally, even not one child. Eĉ ne unu infano has been born. But Helena is dreaming of life in the country.
Imagu, se ni posedus domon en la kamparo.
If we had, if we possessed, a house in the country.
Kun granda giardeno, anstato nur corto.
Instead of just a paved yard.
Exemple, en laga regiono.
Lago means a lake, so laga regiono is a region where there are lakes.
En laga regiono, au apud gren campoi.
Greno means corn, so gren campoi are cornfields. Wouldn't it be lovely? But she's just dreaming. Revi, to daydream.
Cara, cara, nun vi simple revas.
Yes, mi revas pri bela domo en la camparo.
Now, do you remember the word tia, meaning such? Ni ne povus havi tian domon. We couldn't have a house like that.
Ni ne povus havi tian domon. Ni ne havas sufiĉan monon por aĉeti eĉ la tegmenton.
They can't even afford the roof, la tegmenton, let alone the whole house. But Helena has an idea. They could grow vegetables, legomoin, and save money in that way.
Kun granda giardeno ni povus kreskigi legomoin, kaj tiel spari monon.
We've had the root of kreskigi before, in the last lesson, where it came in the word plenkreski, to grow up. In fact, the basic verb is kreski, meaning to grow, intransitive.
Via entusiasmo kreskas.
Yes, kreskas mia entusiasmo por havi grandan giardenon kaj kreskigi legomojn.
She wants to grow vegetables. Here, to grow has its transitive meaning, to cause the vegetables to grow. To convey this meaning in Esperanto, we have to add the suffix ig, thus kreskigi. Kreski is just to grow, to get bigger, but kreskigi is to grow something.
Kreskas mia entusiasmo, ni kreskigos legomoin.
This kind of distinction is one we go into in greater detail later on in the course. Meanwhile, Helena has even more ambitious plans. She wants to buy some tumble-down old house and do it up.
Ni povus aceti domon malnovan, eĉ ruinigitan.
Old, even ruined. We could even buy some old house.
Ni povus aceti domon malnovan, eĉ ruinigitan, kaj ĝin rekonstrui, brikon post briko.
And rebuild it brick by brick. Petro doesn't think that idea is very practical. Why not? Because Helena always complains that he's not very practical.
Vi ciam plendas ke mi...
Ke vi eĉ ne kapablas alfiksi breton.
He can't even put up a shelf.
Vere vi mirigas min. You surprise me.
Literally, you make me marvel. The basic verb miri means to marvel, to wonder, to be surprised. If we use the suffix ig on it, we get mirigi, to make someone marvel, to surprise someone. It's just like kreski and kreskigi. Miri is intransitive, and to get the transitive meaning we say mirigi.
Vi mirigas min.
Kial? Why? Kial mi mirigas vin?
Ĉar ni loĝas en agrabla antaŭurbo.
A nice suburb.
Proksime al mia laborejo.
Near my place of work.
Ni havas belajn meblojn.
Nice furniture. Meblo is a piece of furniture, a table, for example, or a chair. We don't have any English word which translates meblo exactly, but mebloj, the plural, is furniture.
Ni havas belajn meblojn, televidon, fridujon.
A fridge.
Fridujon, ĉion oportunan.
Everything convenient, everything handy, oportuna. And what does Helena want to go and do?
Vi volas aĉeti ruinon en iu fora landoparto.
Fora means distant, remote, in some remote part of the country.
En iu fora landoparto, kie eble mankas gaso kaj elektro.
Manki means to be missing. Mankas gaso. There's no gas. Eble mankas elektro. Perhaps there's no electricity.
Eble mankas gaso kaj elektro. Eble mankas eĉ akvo por bankuvo aŭ duŝo.
Water for a bathtub or shower.
Yes, eble mankos gaso, elektro kaj varma akvo. Sed imagu la trankvilon.
Imagu. Just imagine the quiet.
Imagu la trankvilon. Imagu la sunsubiron.
The sunset, la sunsubiron. Literally, the sun beneath going, la sunsubiro.
Imagu la sunsubiron. Ni sidas sur la herbejo.
On the lawn.
Ni sidas sur la herbejo sub arbo. La ombroj plilongiĝas.
What's that? The shadows, la ombroj, plilongiĝas. Literally, become more long. Plilongiĝas. The shadows lengthen.
La ombroj plilongiĝas, kaj la insektoj zumas.
They buzz, ili zumas.
La insektoj zumas.
Diable, kiel ni trovus la tempon? How would we find the time? Kiel ni trovus la tempon por sidi sub arbo, se ni devus rekonstrui domon?
There just wouldn't be time if they had to rebuild a house. That's just a fantasy, fantasio. They can't afford any kind of house.
Tio estas fantazio. Ni ne povas toleri la elspezon.
Literally, we cannot tolerate the expense.
Ni ne povas toleri la elspezon por kia ajn domo.
Any kind of house, whatever. Kia ajn domo. The particle ajn corresponds to English ever in words like whoever, whatever.
Ni ne povas toleri la elspezon por kia ajn domo.
So they've got to compromise. At least that's what Helena suggests.
Do, ni compromiso.
They'll stay in the flat for the time being, but they'll start saving up to buy a house.
Ni restos en la apartamento dum tempe, sed ni starigos domokason.
Starigi, to set up, literally to cause to stand, formed from stari, to stand, just like kreskigi from kreski and mirigi from miri. Starigi. Caso is any kind of fund or account. This one's for their domo, so it's a domo caso.
Ni starigos domo cason. Ecde nun ni sparos monon.
But the question is, how are they to save money? Well, to start with, Petro can stop drinking and smoking.
Se vi cesos trinki bieron kai fumi, tio sparos multon. It'll save a lot.
But if he sacrifices his pocket money, what's she going to sacrifice?
Se mi oferos mian poŝmonon, kion vi oferos?
What can she give up?
Kion mi povas oferi? Mi nek trinkas bieron, nek fumas.
Nek, neither nor. Helena nek trinkas, nek fumas. So where does the compromise lie?
La compromiso kuŝas en tio, ke mi konsentas resti en la apartamento, dum vi sparas la monon.
And that's it. She agrees to stay in the flat for the time being, while he saves up. I'm sure there's logic in that somewhere. Well, anyhow, we've just got time to listen to the whole thing right through.